Foundational truths of relapse prevention, building clarity. Building clarity for a strong foundation and long-term recovery. Relapse is the main challenge in the lifestyle of recovery. Relapse, any harmful behaviors towards self or others, including substance use, can happen, but it doesn't have to be a cycle. I once heard a slip doesn't have to turn into a slide. Relapse can be incredibly discouraging, so you'll learn lifestyle adjustments and pivots that can help you stay on a path of long-term health and well-being, one day at a time. From intentional living to managing triggers and maintaining healthy relationships, you will learn and apply some key relapse prevention tips that can strengthen your confidence, improve quality of life, increase resilience, and build a better life. So, foundational truths of relapse prevention. Number one, clarity. Ever tried driving with a foggy windshield? I sure have. I once had a car that didn't have a windshield vent working, and it was awful in Midwest winters trying to drive. I tried rolling my windows down, using rubbing alcohol, constantly wiping the condensation away with my hands and windshield wipers. It was ridiculous how much effort went into driving with constant fog and condensation. Lo and behold, I learned that foggy windshields just don't produce a result clear enough to drive. Now, that's groundbreaking, isn't it? And when it comes to the first foundational truth of relapse prevention, you must grow very clear about why you are going on this incredible, life-changing journey of recovery. Grow very clear about why you are taking this journey, what this journey means to you, and what it will help you to achieve, even in the smallest details. Also find clarity about the effort involved. This clarity of truth helps you repeatedly choose what is needed for your sobriety in the present moment. So here are some questions to help you grow in clarity about your choice for wellness. Even if I don't believe I have much self-worth right now, I know there is something in me that wants a positive change in my life. What am I seeing for my life? What am I wanting to feel? What am I desiring to release and connect with that is real and authentic for me? No answer is too small or too big. This is about connecting with that thing deep within you called hope. Connect with it and keep it alive. Hope is giving you clarity right now. Let it speak to you in this moment. Even if it's scary to hope, disappointment is the foggy windshield. Hope is giving you clarity about what's possible ahead. It's the best of you, within you, speaking to you right now. Without clarity, that is A, your biggest motivators, and B, the effort involved, you run the risk of complacency and being stuck as double-minded along the journey. As you work through the stages of change, you will find yourself coming to a decision about the second foundational truth of relapse prevention. Do I want to live a life of recovery one day at a time, or do I want to have days that I can call off, like I call off on a job? The more you stop showing up for anything, whether it be work, a relationship, school, etc., the less likely you are to stay involved, even if it is something incredibly good for you. The Greeks called the experience of being double-minded dipsychos, which also means two-spirited, vacillating back and forth, or having two minds. Having one mind in relapse prevention allows you to say the following on a daily basis: today I'm all in. I'm not going back and forth. I'm not calling off. I am showing up. I am intentionally directing my mind, purpose, and actions towards choosing a healthy life. I have one mind, one purpose, and one journey to choose my life of freedom. Now listen, some of us are overcommitted, scared of commitment, or have people that want to have us committed. And I want to say this very clearly about developing purposeful living. Living on purpose is not supposed to be easy. And I can't tell you how many times I have worked with people, and as I begin to show them the possibilities of improving their lives, or they even start to acknowledge their own positive progress, they close off and say, yeah, but it's not easy. I wish I could shout from the rooftops, it's not supposed to be easy. And it's possible. Your life of recovery is possible. Your dreams are possible. Your hopes and dreams, though you are afraid to hope because of disappointment, are what is connecting you to a new life in recovery. Live in the realm of possibility, not in how easy or difficult something is. Every time that IG account, that instant gratification account, that IG, some of us got a lot of IG accounts, instant gratification accounts. Every time that IG account in your brain kicks in, it yells at you to avoid what's difficult and diminish the possibilities of attaining the lifestyle you dream of. The IG account is not your friend. It talks you out of commitment. And here's a few other things that can talk you out of your commitment to recovery. Not providing proper care, support, and grace for mental health symptoms can talk you out of your commitment. Hopelessness can talk you out of your commitment. Shoulding all over yourself. You don't know about shoulding? Shoulding. I should be doing this, should have done this, shoulda. Just a big old stinky dumpy should on yourself catastrophizes into fear, hopelessness, being overwhelmed, and talking yourself out of your commitment. Seeing other people relapse talks you out of your commitment. Comparing. Yes, comparing yourself to others talks you out of your commitment. And not putting yourself in your recovery first talks you out of your commitment. Your third foundational truth of relapse prevention is that your commitment today, just moment by moment, gives you immense power in your daily lifestyle of recovery. Commitment doesn't mean you don't get tired. It doesn't mean you invalidate the struggle. It doesn't mean you shut down or be rough with yourself either. Honest, deep commitment to your choice of recovery is something to be valued, nurtured, cared for, and loved. A lifestyle of commitment gives you an opportunity to slow down. Take a deep breath and remember that when you have recovery, you have a treasure beyond compare. A lifestyle of commitment is like a daily wedding vow to your recovery. I take my recovery to have and to hold on this day, for better or worse, for richer or poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish. Remember, commitment vows are really action steps to show love, grace, and consistency, one moment at a time.